Northwest London, Sunday, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the 14th of March, Harav Ilan Halberstadt Shlita, Real Cheirus. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored Lil Nishmas, Marino Rav Meir Sholem, Ben Marino Rav Yisrael Yosef Lev, Zeich Hatzal Livrocha, and Moros Chava Bas Reb Shmuel Olea Sholem.
Yeah. Okay, good chodesh, everybody. Yochomer is chodesh, which means that there's a havamina that today actually has the koyach of Pesach to the extent that you would have thought. Even let's begin the story of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim today. Yochomer is chodesh. Talmud Lomer, we need a posuk to tell us that it has to be by Yom Ahu. Hold off. Wait a second. Wait till we actually get to Bavuzeh. Bavuzeh sheish matzah morim menachem lefanecha. But that means that the koyach of the chodesh has already begun. The koyach of Yetzias Mitzrayim, hachodesh hazeh lochem. We know that the significance of this day is brought down. It's such a choshev a day. Rosh chodesh Nisan, Rosh chodoshim. This is hachodesh hazeh lochem, the first mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael. And as we'll see today, Be'ezra Hashem, it's the ultimate chayrus. It's the ultimate freedom. This is the month where we can achieve ultimate chayrus. And that begs the question, what is chayrus? What is it? Zaman Chayr Yoseinu that we're looking forward. Pesach Haba Aleinu L'Toiva is Zaman Chayr Yoseinu, the time of our freedom. But what does it mean to be free? We actually are aware of comments like Enocha Ben Torah, Enocha Ben Chayr, and Misha Oisik Ben Torah. But that's Shavuos. And this is Zaman Chayr Yoseinu, is already Pesach time. So what does it mean to be free? And in order to discover this, we will already begin whetting our appetite with the Haggadah. And everybody knows the Haggadah is so geschmack, so amazing. Just this year I bought myself 7 new Haggadahs, I'm proud to say. Because there's so much coming out, there's so much to learn, and there's such a great opportunity, Baruch Hashem, to delve into the Haggadah. You'll always find new insights, and not just new insights, that's not actually the point of the new insights, but that the old insights should actually make a bit of an impression on us. That's really the new insights that we're looking for. So, let us actually start with my Geschmack of Vort, which basically is an amalgamation of a number of other Mephoshim, but Lemaisa, this is the idea on Holach Ma'anyo, and we'll see this will be our introduction into the entire Yom Tov of Zman Chayr Yoseinu, because this Dvar Torah on Holach Ma'anyo is something that you have to take away with. You have to remember this Dvar Torah, because all other questions, this hopefully Be'ezra Hashem will deal with all the questions that everybody has on Holach Ma'anyo, and you've at least got them on the first Dvar Torah, it's like the opening page of the book. You've got to at least make the first one's got to be something impressive. You've got to grab them and get them at the beginning. So Rabbeisai, Holach Ma'anyo, we at least have to captivate and understand what's going on. And the questions are fourfold. You always got to ask 4 questions, right? Even if you haven't got 3, just find another one to ask on Saturday night to make it 4. Everything's got to be 4. So the 4 questions are, number 1, we say, Holach Ma'anyo Da'ach Lav Asana Ba'adur. Sorry, we speak about, this is the poor man's bread we ate in Mitzrayim. Now, this is complicated and confusing because we know there's a halakha, you have to ask questions on Saturday night. First you have a question, then you have an answer. We'll stand on our head, we'll do anything to get people to ask. The children should ask, anybody should ask, and we'll do anything. We know we do shinuyim, so people should ask, because that's the halacha. Ask a question, give an answer. There's nothing more irrelevant than an answer to a question that has not been asked. So that we want them to ask. And that's the point. Man shtam alay lazeh, that's the questions. And then we start with avodah meyinu. So why do we jump the gun? Why are we saying all of a sudden, before we got the manishtana, you've ruined the whole thing. It doesn't work halachically, and you just ruined it. You're supposed to ask the question. That's number 1. What is this phrase? This is what we ate in Mitzrayim. By the way, it's interesting to note, where does it say that we ate Holach Ma'ani Dachlav Asan Ba'ad in Mitzrayim? This is basically the only makor. Kimat. This is it. Okay. So we ate this matzah in Mitzrayim. Holach Ma'ani Dachlav Asan Ba'ad in Mitzrayim. Okay. Too early, that's question number 1. We've given an answer before the question. Illegal move in terms of Seder night. Number 2. Halach Ma'adach Masam Ba'adam Masam. Kaldich Min Yesiv Yechel. Kalditzuch Yesiv Yifsach. Everybody asks this question. Whoever's hungry, come and eat. Whoever needs the Pesach, come and have a common Pesach. Both those sentences are almost like a joke. You can't invite somebody post facto. You're in the middle of the meal. Anybody hungry, company? Okay, let's go. Let's continue. What's going on here? What is going on? At least if you announce this in shul, even then it'll be a bit late, but at least before you get home. Here, you've already started. They've already missed the first cup. And now in the middle, anyone hungry, come and eat? What's going on here? It can't be an invitation. Secondly, it's halachically inappropriate. Doesn't make sense. Kol ditzrich yesev yifsach. Whoever's needy coming out of the Korban Pesach. That's way too late. You have to have joined a group before it was shechted in the afternoon. That means before the shechita took place. You're now in the evening, right? It's halachically invalid. So the invitation of whoever's hungry come and eat, it doesn't work. It seems to be a joke. And kol ditzrich yesev yifsach is halachically not correct. So, how do you understand it? So that's question number two. What's these invitations? Question number three is, then we say, this year we're here, this year we're here, next year we're here. So, it's all very nice, but everybody knows the place of that statement. At the end of the Seder. At the end of the Seder, you're finished. And then we can say, wonderful. Here, what's it doing at the beginning here? Suddenly, this thing here next to Menetz Yisrael? This also seems to be totally out of place. And that's question three. And question four is, the three statements that we just said have seemingly nothing to do with each other. This is the poor man's bread we ate in Egypt. Whoever's hungry, come and eat. Whoever needs the Pesach, come and have the Korban Pesach. How this thing here next to Menetz Yisrael? Three completely different statements that seem to have no connection to each other. And I believe the answer is, and the Mepharshim basically say this, and I believe the answer is something so fundamental and so distinct. It's clear, the Rambam brings down, and it's very clear from the Achronim that this paragraph, the reason why everybody asks why is it in Aramaic, is because it was written and inserted afterwards. It was inserted after Churban Beis HaMikdash. It was after the Churban. It was a Babylonian extra that was inserted in Aramaic. And so what's it doing here? The answer is, the Rambam tells us, and the Haggadah says, but the Rambam brings down, and the Haggadah speaks out from Chayv Adam Liris Asma Kilu Yotzim in Mitzrayim. The Rambam just adds, Ato, now as if you come out of Mitzrayim. We know you have to view yourself as if you're coming out of Mitzrayim. And that's a very important halacha on Seder night. We're not retelling a story of what happened back then. We're reliving it now. Now we're going to discuss here what it means to relive it now. What does that mean to relive it? Very nice. So we imagine what you look like in a robe with some sandals and with some sand on your feet. That's not the pshat. So what does it mean to relive it? Whatever, we'll discuss that soon. But you have to relive the experience of what it means to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people. To leave Mitzrayim and whatever and all of that world and what that represented. So we have to leave. And we have to leave means we've got to experience Cheiros ourselves. The problem is that we're back in Golos. And ever since the Churban Beis HaMikdash, this Seder night has represented a serious problem. Because this is not a joke. We're not just speaking about, yesteryear. We have a halacha lemaisa to live tonight, Cheiros. How can you experience Cheiros if you're in the Golos? And everybody thinks back to those terrible, horrific times where Yidden sat and they said Avodim Ayinu and Manishtano and they said V'hisha Omdala V'seinu during times that were so dark and so terrible and so tragic. And how can you experience Cheirus when you're in Golos? For thousands of years we've had this problem. A real problem. It's hard. What do you do? Talocha lemaisa. It's talocha lemaisa. It's expected of us. How? This paragraph was inserted to be able to focus, to be able to give chizuk, and to be able to allow us to fulfill the mitzvah as we're about to begin Magid. That's why it's inserted just before the Manashtano, just before we begin. Because we have to be ready to say, Ki'ilu yotzim mitzrayim. And for that reason, they gave us, Chazal inserted, this paragraph with three levels of chizuk in order to be able to focus us to say, yes, we're in Golis right now and it's bitter and difficult, but let's experience chayrus. And we do that by saying, holach ma'anyot achla avasana ba'arod mitzrayim. This is the poor man's bread that we ate in Egypt. Now, any child, if you would say to him, stop for 1 second, this matzah is what we ate in Mitzrayim, the question should be, no, it's not. I learned about matzah. Matzah is when we came out of Mitzrayim. What are you telling me it was what we ate in Mitzrayim? The answer is, both are correct. We ate it in Mitzrayim, and at that time we ate it as avodim and as servants, and that was all we could eat. And yet that very matzah became the same symbol of our achirus. That very matzah that was olach ma'aniyah, became for all time the symbol of chayrus. What is it teaching us? It's teaching you that the very golos itself turns into geula. What you thought was the most terrible matzah is the most amazing matzah. What you thought was the bitter times was actually your ticket to olam haba. And that's a very yesodistic hashkafa that we know and that we're declaring before we start the Seder. This is exactly what we ate in Mitzrayim, and it became the bread, not of our affliction, but of our redemption, of the not of Golas, but of Geula. That's chizuk number one. You also in Golas right now? Just remember and understand that these tears that you cry now in Golas will be your ticket to Olam Haba. That's the Gra used to say, that which a person cries about in this world will laugh about in the next world. The very bitterness turns into the geula. That's chizuk number one, as we try to get into Zman Chayrus singing. Then we say, whoever's hungry, come and eat. It's not an invitation. It cannot be an invitation. It doesn't make sense. Has anybody ever knocked on the door at that point in time? Maybe there's probably one miser, one guy who's outside the window, poked at that door. But it's not an invitation. It's saying, if you are needy, you're a needy person, you're a ditzrich, you're down and out, you're suffering, call ditzrich. Call dichrin if you're hungry. We'll get to ditzrich in a second. You're hungry. You're hungry means you're lacking. You're poverty stricken. Yesev yechol, come and eat. Say the night. Come and eat now. This is the night. It's not an invitation to the outsiders. There's people. You're talking to the people in front of you. You're hungry. But it means, in all senses of the word, you're physically lacking. Say the night will lift you up. Kol ditzrich, you're needy. In whichever need you might be, you're suffering. You need. Yesev yifsach, come up Korban Pesach. We're not even talking about Korban Pesach. It was instituted and inserted after this month of the Pesach. It's not about Korban Pesach. It's about the Inyan of Korban Pesach. Learn and live Pesach. What is Pesach? Pesach is, we didn't deserve anything. We were on the Memtes Shari Tumah. We did a little bit of a mitzvah. Some blood on the doorpost. The Korban Pesach. That's all we needed. And out we went. That's a tremendous chizuk. However dark your situation looks. Yes, if Yifsach. We know a Pesach means to jump over. You can jump levels. You can be out of here. And you can be elevated. Even though you don't deserve it. Hashem turned it around in Mitzrayim, He can turn it around for you as well, this year as well. And the last point is, this year you're here. Next year we should be in Eretz Yisrael. This year we're slaves, next year we can be free. In other words, in an instant, in the blink of an eye, Yeshua Hashem Keheref Ayin, the whole thing will end. And we'll turn around, and we'll be free. Just like it was then, so it will be. And therefore, even though we're in Golus right now, and even though you're suffering right now, just know that it could all change in a blink of an eye. And this is the three levels of chizuk. What you had in Mitzrayim, the very bitter stuff, the very poor man's bread, turns into that the actual bread, matzah, which is our symbol of geula. The invitation is, if you're needy, come Pesach, learn about Pesach, and how we don't have to deserve anything to be able to get out of your situation. You just have to trust in Hashem. Don't need to deserve it. We didn't deserve it in Mitzrayim. And thirdly, this year we're here, but by next year it could all be completely turned around and changed. Shos Hashem Keref Ayin. And with that, we're mechazek the Olam. Now we can do the mitzvah of Chol Devadoi, Chayav Adam Liris Esatzmei, Kilu Yotzei Mitzrayim. And whatever situation you are, Pesach is the best Yom Tov to teach you that whatever your situation is, macro, micro, it's all, the answer is found in Pesach. And this therefore leads us into understanding, what is it, the Zman Chayrus Seinu? What's the Chayrus? And what's it got to do with us? Very nice. What's it got to do with us? So the Nesivus Sholem says something very, very important. The Nesivus Sholem says, he has a beautiful essay on Zman Chayrus Seinu. And he says, And it's classically brought out by many others also say a similar idea. It says, Avadim yinu l'faru b'mitzrayim. Ve'etzen Hashem l'kenim yishom. Ve'et chazok v'zim. Ve'yinu l'ayit ha'gesh bo'ok z'av v'seinim b'mitzrayim. If Hashem would have taken us out, hari onu, uvaneinu, v'leibaneinu, b'shubad v'yinu l'faru b'mitzrayim. We'd still be m'shubad to Paro. And everybody asks, what are you talking about? We'd still be m'shubad to Paro. We'd still be there. And many answers given. But let me share with you the Nesiva Sholem and a similar idea echoed in the Sfas Emes. The Nesiva Sholem says, you have to understand what took place then was HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. And because he took us out of that Avdus, the Chedus, it means that for all time, we are now able to exit Avdus, the Chedus. And what that means is we are all Avodim in some way, shape or form to something. To something. To our Yetzer Hara. We're meshubud. He's got a grip on us. We can't help it. We've got bad habits. We do bad things. We're in a rut. We do our virus. How do I get out of it? I'm a slave. I'm a slave to my tivers and my gaivers and all the rest of it. And you know what? If Hashem wouldn't have taken out Mitzrayim, Taka, you're right. You wouldn't have the kalim to get out of any private situation that you're in. You'd be stuck and you'd be an eved to all your bad treats. But because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, and that called Meshubadim in Lafayra Yivim Mitzrayim. Paro doesn't, it's not just a person, it's what he represented, all of that Tumah. Yes, he would be, but now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, you also have the ability to get out of your situation, whatever that might be. It's something that gives us tools, L'dayris. In fact, the Sfas Emes is Diyuk, is Hafna Vofela. Isn't there Sfas Emes? How he sees the Haggadah that we've read 1,000 times over, and we've never noticed this. And look what he shows us. Beautiful diuk. We say, Avodim ayinu lefaro b'mitzrayim. We were Avodim to Paro b'mitzrayim. V'yetzein Hashem l'kem yisham, etc., etc. V'ilu lo hita gashboch is avoyseinu b'mitzrayim. Hari ono v'leim 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 lefaro b'mitzrayim. Why do we start talking about Avodim hayinu? We were slaves to Paro. And then we say, ilu hita gashboch is avoyseinu. Surely it should, you should keep it the same. You should say, Avodim hayinu, avodim hayu avoseinu b'mitzrayim. Ve'ilu hayta gashbohaz avoseinu. That would have been like for like. We start talking about avodim hayinu, we were slaves. And then we talk about if Hashem wouldn't have taken our fathers out. Why is avoseinu only mentioned there, not the beginning? Which one is it? Says the Sfas Emes, avodim hayinu v'faru b'mitzrayim. He says, just like we know that all the neshamas were there at Matan Torah, every neshama, so to speak, is locked into Mitzrayim. Avodim hayinu lefaroi b'mitzrayim. We were there in Mitzrayim, which means to say that you also are under the world of Tumah, the world of negativity, which is represented by Paroi and Mitzrayim. Avodim, we were there. You were also locked in. And you would remain that way. Avodim hayinu lefaroi b'mitzrayim, we were there. In other words, your neshama also is under the grips of this thing called Mitzrayim. And when we're born into this world, there is an element of Mitzrayim which takes hold of us. That's the negative side. Avodim hayinu lefaroi b'mitzrayim, we were also there. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have taken our fathers out of there, because that's talking about the poyal, if he wouldn't have taken our fathers out of there in physically, which was all that represented, then we would also still be meshubad to it. In other words, Avodim hayinu lefaroi b'mitzrayim, we are Avodim, and the Shomer is also in some way Avodim to this, these koichos, which unfortunately are very strong. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have taken out our fathers, then we also wouldn't have it within us. We'd be Meshubad, that's the Lashon Meshu Avodim. Not Avodim, we'd be Meshu Avodim, we'd still be subservient. Beautiful. Says the Sfas Emes, therefore, because Hashem took them out, therefore we have the ability to get out of our situation as well. And that's the Sfas Emes, the Nesivas Sholem, is the Zman Chel Yoseinu. That everybody finds themselves trapped within a world where they have to battle the Yetzer Hara. And if Hashem wouldn't have taken our fathers out of Mitzrayim, we wouldn't be able to succeed. But now that He did, yes, we can. And that's called Zman Chel Yoseinu. There's nothing greater, Chelus, than to allow you to be you and not to be held by other Tivus and Yitzhar Hara that we have, but rather to express the real you. Who's the real you? The one that wants to serve Hashem. Avodim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be there to serve Hashem. See, yes, it's true. Ben Chayrin and Misha Oisib HaTorah, that's coming later when it comes to Shavuos and the Torah. But the first things first, get rid of these other things that are gripping us. And that's the Avodim that we were able to break out of. A Moiridic idea, this Nesiv HaShonim is therefore teaching us that B'chol Dov Yadar, it's already now a new level. B'chol Dov Yadar, you're supposed to see yourself Ki'ilu Yotem Mitzrayim. That means to say that you also have the ability to leave behind everything else and become purely Avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, we sang or read, whatever you want to call it, this morning in Hallel. And we're going to obviously say on Seder night, the first thing that we say when we launch into Hallel is Hallel Avdei Hashem. That's what we say. Praise Hashem. Praise Avdei Hashem. What was the purpose of coming out of Mitzrayim? To be Avdei Hashem. People forget this. They think, yeah, you've got to remember, you've got to leave Mitzrayim. And do what? What does it mean to leave Mitzrayim? It means to leave behind that and to become Avdei Hashem. To think about what it means to actually be B'nai Chayrin means not simply, people forget, they always focus on the negative. I'm no longer an Eved to those things. No, so what are you? I don't know, I'm just no longer that. No, that's not Ge'ula. I'm no longer an Eved to those things, to my Yetzirah, and it gives me the ability to serve Hashem, to be an Eved, Halul Avdei Hashem. That's the Tachlis of Seder night, that's the Tachlis of all of Pesach. That we can be Avdei Hashem, that we can celebrate that we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is, of course, a central theme of the entire night and the entire Yom Tov. That's Zman Cheres. And let me just share with you one or two other examples in the time that we have. You know, once you understand that the whole message of Seder night is Cheres, which is obvious, and how can you, the Haggadah is dealing with, how could you get in touch with the understanding that you shouldn't be Meshuvah to other things, don't worry about the other things, but bring out the real you. So we know, Poshet, Higadah Levincha. Higadah Levincha, the whole Seder night is based on Higadah Levincha, teaching. Higadah Levincha, by the way, doesn't just mean it has to be a young child, doesn't say how old the child is. In fact, the Mefarshim bring down, Higadah Levincha is you're the Ben, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Av. That's why it's actually brought down. Kana Ben Shoyel. When the Mishnah says you can be the Ben Shoyel, it's a very holy time, it's incredible time that a ben can be shoyel from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Something at that time, kana ben shoyel with the ben, bonu b'amokim. It's not just for the children. We're all children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kana ben shoyel. But you see, the focus of the Seder is, as we know, the Gadol Avincha, and we know that the four sons, and we know, and the Torah is talking to four sons is Kiyadua brought down, is aspects of ourselves. Sometimes we're a chacham. And sometimes we're Rosh, and sometimes we're Tam, and sometimes we're any day Lishol. We know that. These are the different chalokim of a person. And the Torah is saying, the Torah's got an answer to each of them. The Torah knows how to speak to each of these people inside of us. They might be also physical people that we're also addressing, but it's talking to ourselves. And even if you are sitting on your own having your Seder night, you don't skip this, you know, four sons not relevant to me, I'm sitting on my own. But I don't know. You're talking to yourself. And each answer, what is Cheres? Cheres means to get in touch with who you are. Each answer is specifically tailor-made. We know that's what Chinuch is. They have to have Chanuch l'napidarkei. The Chacham, ma'u oimer. What does he say? Ma'iv l'chukim mishpatim. Everything's got to be understood in its detail. Va'af ata emalek yochas ha'pesach im avtinach ha'pesach ha'pikoyim. We need to, if he's asking detail, you give him detail. Up to the last halacha, which is brought down, he has to know every detail. He wants to know it, you have to give it to him. By the way, you can only teach what he's asking for. He asks you for detail, then you can give him detail. You can't give that answer to any of the others. And the Rosha, okay, we know the Rosha Ma'avoida Zeus Lochem, he comes to mock the whole Avoida. The irony of the whole Rosha is, and this is brought down by many, that he's asking you, what's all this Avoida? He's like mocking this whole Yetzias Mitzrayim business. He says, such a fool. The greatest Yom Tov of Pesach is for the Rosha. The greatest celebration is for the Rosha. If of anybody around the table, you should be the happiest guy in the world. You know why? Because Pesach has nothing to do with your level. You could be on the Mem Tesh Shari Tuma. We were on Mitchilah Ibdavar Zor Hayav Yisayinu. We were on the Mamash lowest level. And what? We did one or two things. A little bit of Avodah. A little bit of Kohen Pesach and Damilo. And because of that, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, that's enough. That's all I need. And now, Pasach HaBotah B'nai. So, he jumped these levels. And we say, the Rosh, you fool. He says, Ma Avodah Lachem, he mocks the Avodah. He says, you fool. Lachem for you, V'loi Lai. He's Hoytas Merkal, Kofa Biko. Avodah HaKe Hashinov. But for Zeh, also Hashem Lim Mitzrayim. But for Zeh, what I needed was this to get out of Mitzrayim. And you're mocking it? You fool. That's all you needed to do. And you don't even want to do that. You're crazy. This is the greatest opportunity for you. To show the Rasha that he just needs to do a little bit. And you can go tremendously high places. And each one is addressing the question. Has got to be, the answer has to be focusing on how to get him back on track. By the way, even the Rasha, that sounds like Hakeh Shinov, you know, and get rid of him. It doesn't say get rid of him. The Torah is speaking to all of them. Svasem says it's clear that the Torah has an answer to all of these children. The Torah is trying to bring them back on. The Torah is not trying to push anybody off the derech. On the contrary, you want to be able to get rid of his sharpness and reveal the sweet inner self. By the way, anybody ever has had experience with rough people who sound abrasive and rishistic, the sage is always, just get rid of that outside harshness and you'll see on the inside a completely different person. And that's what we're trying to do. Just get rid of that outside. Hakesh Chinov. That's on the outside. It's just the teeth. Sounds very harsh. But get on the inside, different person completely. And that's what we want to do. And the time, the She'ini De'elisho. And it dawned on me, a davar poshut. I've never seen this anywhere, but it's my vort. But it's not much of a vort. Chacham, Rosho, Tam, V'She'ini De'elisho. Again, I've got the right to with a V. You could have said Chacham v'Rosha v'Tam v'She'ini D'Elisho, or Chacham Rosha Tam She'ini D'Elisho. It only put the Vav in at the last one. Didn't need to do it at all, or do it on all of them. I don't know. But Chacham Rosha Tam v'She'ini D'Elisho, so we can say it starts with the Vav, is Cheirus Ches Reish Vav Tov. That's what it spells, right? It's Poshet. Why? Because Cheirus is give the person themselves. Realize you're not meshubah to all those things. It's nothing to do with that. We speak to each person. Get rid of all those other things and all the things that are bringing you down. It's garbage. It's nonsense. It's nothing. You want to get cut to the chase and get to the ikka person. And to be the real person is to realize you're not meshubah to any of those things. And rather you can be yourself. Which is of course what the night is all about. This is the night where we can reveal who we really want to be and who we really are. And that's the essence of the whole of Seder night. And that's what we know. Just to conclude, we find that a similar idea with Pesach, Matzah, and Morrow, that we find these three things which are later on in our Gada, we find that these are a symbol of Cheirus. They're once again showing us how, just like at the beginning we spoke about Vehisha Onda, how we have to realize that whatever happens to us is for a reason. Pesach is there to propel us to higher places. We didn't have to do much. A little bit of an avodah, we got taken out. Matzah, we came out in a hurry to show that Yeshua Hashem Keheref Ayin. In a moment it happened. And Morrow comes at the end. And that everybody asks, why does Morrow only come at the end? It's the wrong order. Because the highest level is to realize that everything that happens in our life, Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing for a reason. When the Morrow happens, it's very hard to understand. In this world we say Baruch Dana Emes. But also love it. We'll look back at the Morrow and we'll say, Hatayv Amitiv. We'll understand that there was that what the reason was. We'll understand that was also part of our Cheirus. It was also part of the journey to Geula. But only at the end. So it's Pesach, it's Matzah, and only afterwards can we look back at the Morrow and we'll be able to say with a full heart, that was also good. That was also part of our Cheirus, also part of our Geula. Okay, these are just some of the ideas, but the Yesod, at least, of the Nesivos Sholem, that we have the ability to break out of our Yitzorim, things that are Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim, is Mitzorim, your boundaries. Your Mitzorim, your boundaries that hold a person in. This is what we break out of when we celebrate this month, which begins today. Yochem Erish Chodesh means already begins today. And therefore, it's an opportunity for us to experience Cheirus, to get in touch with who we really are, and not to be brought down by all our negative things. We can leave that behind as we focus on Pesach and able to exit and become Halu Avdi Hashem. Good.
Okay, it's got to be.